Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business. Hello, 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 and welcome to episode number 118 of this Business Behind the Scene. Thank you so much for listening, following, being here, Yeah, just I love your presence. I love that you tune in. I can see so many people like listening every single month, and I'm so grateful to you. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. I'm really glad that I get to keep you company. I don't know if you're driving or walking or whatever it is that you're doing. I'm just grateful to be able to spend this precious time with you. Now today is you're like, what's going on, Francesca? It's like so like nice today. Not that I'm not usually nice. Well, I actually don't think that nice is I was listening to my coach the other day. She was like, I'm not really nice. I'm like, I'm not a nice person. I'm a good person. I'm a generous person. I'm, you know, straight to the point though. I'm not really nice. I'm like, oh my gosh, I resonate with that so much. Like, I don't think that nice is a word that people would use to describe me as such. You know how when there's like nice people that you're like, oh my gosh, I just adore them. Yeah, I don't think I'm one of those people, but it doesn't mean that makes me a not nice person. You know what I mean? Anyway, I don't know why I'm going through that you know, crazy journey. But I wanted to tell you guys, I'm here in Brisbane, and we just, the moment that I'm recording this, we're just going through some of the floods. So if you guys have been affected by the floods, I send you my love. I hope that you're okay, that your family is okay, that your house is okay, that your content is okay. I really hope that you are all good. It's crazy how when things like that happen, we just get reminded one more time of what's important in life. And yeah, it wasn't easy. It was quite scary, and it was a lot. And the day that the flood was happening, my mom was coming from Italy. So she was up in the air flying while I was moving out of our unit because we lost power, and it was flooding, and I had to rush out, and it was just so scary. We got evacuated from the building, and it was just like, oh my goodness, what is going on? And it was quite scary, and I managed to do it, and I moved into the office where I did my quarantine when I came back from Italy. So here I am again. So thank goodness that I've got this office. I'm very grateful that I can just move in and just have a normal place, a roof on top of my head. And very grateful. Ollie and I and my mom are safe. So good to have my mama here. She's jet lagged at the moment, so she's sleeping, which is she's so cute. Anyway, everybody, well, today we have answering some questions from you guys. So thank you for popping in, asking questions. And this question is about shifting your mindset. And the question is about, how do I stop being a control freak and do everything and control everything and start to actually delegate tasks and trust that my team are going to do it properly and not have to redo them all the time? Okay. Listen, you probably are going to be redoing them. And if you do, you do it with them. The shift is not in like you actually need to trust them before they can do it. You need to like show them how to do it. So you get them to do it, you teach them how to do it, you get them to do it, and then you bring them into a call to show them how to edit what they just created. So they understand what you want. And the next time they're going to get closer and closer and closer until the point that they can prove you that you can, they can just do it. You don't need to take over anymore. And it's something that I have worked really hard on, and I am now at the point that I know there's a lot of tasks that my team does way better than me. Like, I just know that for sure, because I don't do them, those tasks, as often. I am not as maybe meticulous or more at details, or I'm not that creative, and it would take me forever to create the things that they do, because that's what they do all the time. So I really wanted to remind you guys is that expertise doesn't mean that you can't teach them your expertise, and then they can become actually better than you are at the moment. So I would like to really embrace that and remember that being a CEO, being a leader, and showing your team how to do things doesn't mean that you are going to have a lower your standard ever. I don't really want you guys to ever think that you have to lower your standard. That's not something that I recommend. It's actually the opposite. Like, now that I have a team, it's so much better. We create so much more amazing content and amazing videos and amazing photos, and everything is so much more fun and so much more amazing that we're doing our business. Oh my God, by the way, talking about amazing, I just got my photos back from the Amazing Michelle, the photo shoot, and it was just so beautiful. So I'm really excited. So if you want to start to delegate to a virtual assistant, by the way, we're just launching our virtual assistant agency. I'm so excited. So we have trained and found virtual assistant for clients for the last, 3 years, 4 years, and we have trained over 200 virtual assistants, and out of those, 105 are still working for our clients, the other ones are not. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so devastating. And it's not because the virtual assistant were not good, but because the client didn't know how to delegate, didn't know how to really create more work for them, didn't know how to have tasks for them, and they felt overwhelmed and scared that they were paying someone that were not productive, and so they just let them go. And instead of going, okay, how can I give them more tasks? What can I do to keep them with me forever? And so what we're doing now is that we're going to be part of in between the client and the virtual assistant, so that we can supervise the virtual assistant, we can make sure that they make the most out of their time, they're super productive, super also like not reactive to the business, but organized and know what they're doing when. So it's so much fun to be able to support clients a little bit deeper in this process. So yeah, this is launching this month. I'm so excited. So my beautiful people, if you're thinking I need to delegate, but I want to control, just breathe and have a look where that fits in your body. Where is it in your body? And what if you don't need to control? What if you can just like let them do it and still be in control? What if you don't need to like get out of control for you to delegate to your virtual assistant? What if you can do both? And I'm not like saying that you should keep being a control freak. It's really good and powerful for you to eventually stop being a control freak. But hey, you don't have to go from like being a super control freak to be nothing. Just still have control and start to delegate and let them have a chance. What's the worst case scenario? If you want to do it all, and you know, might as well do it with them and do it together, and so that you can start to slowly reduce your tasks and start to delegate more to them. So I don't really think that it is a loss, even when sometimes it happens that I've trained virtual assistants for me, for my business, and then after a month or 2 months that we were together, I was like, oh, no, it doesn't really work out. We don't have the same values in the business. There was one of, the other day we had a 3-day workshop I was telling you last week, and this virtual assistant was like the new one that came to our beautiful 3-day workshop. She's just dancing, like nobody's watching, and I'm like, yes, that's how I can tell that you're the perfect fit for this business, right? There was another virtual assistant in the past that just would not be dancing, would not be moving, and she was very talented in what she was doing. But again, business is important that we have the same values. If it's not fun, forget it. And always been serious and always been, grouchy and just not who we are in this business. So it's not going to, even if your talent is really good, I can find someone that is as talented as you and has got a better attitude. So I'm always going for attitude, and I can always teach and train talent, but I cannot train attitude as much. Well, I can, but some people are not coachable, so I can't do that for those people. So for me, it's really important to think about what is the worst case scenario. Like that person that we eventually had to let go, it was like, you know, a blessing. And what we learn is that what we actually want in the business, and we learn a lot, like all the things that we created together were not, you know, thrown away. Nothing was thrown away. We just still be able to work on them together. So my friends, if you really, 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 really want to scale your business, you have to start to let go. You have to start to delegate tasks. You have to start to trust someone else that they're going to be able to do it. And the other thing that I used to think is that everybody wants me. My clients want me, and I cannot delegate it to my team. They're not going to find it as valuable. And that is BS. People love the result. They don't care what they're going to, who is going to bring them the result. If they get a bloody amazing, you know, result, that's what they want. They were so paid. So it doesn't matter who is going to deliver that. So they might be skeptical at first, but then as they trust the person, then that's all they need to do. So it's very important. Your job is to be able to make that bridge, right? Help them see that the result is going to still be there, no matter who is going to be helping them and supporting them. So it's just a matter of shifting your mindset to be able to go, okay, I'm going to start to show them, and I know the long term, I'm going to save so much money and time, and I'm going to be so excited about life and business. So you go and have lots of fun and make this the best business ever.
Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come to check out our Facebook group, Workshop Secrets for Coaches. It's a community of over 9,500 coaches that are ready to boom their business by running workshops. They are stuck in one-on-one coaching and they're ready to start to go one-to-many. So if you are one of those coaches, then you have to join us. I look forward to see you there. And hey, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave me a review to win a ticket to one of my workshops. I look forward to see you there.